The Last Rose of Summer, the sixth and final episode. Through the simple trick of jumping over the library turnstiles and bypassing the computer's security program, Mitchell, Baxter and Avery Sim were able to get into the unmanned and automated zones of Central Command. Robbed of direct access to its security systems, the computer has begun to adapt its maintenance subprograms to use against them, and Avery Sim has died in a confrontation with three service robots. Although stripped of his rank by Central Command for challenging its security, Randall has resolved to arm himself and follow the intruders.
Mitchell, wait a minute.
Can't wait. We have to get off the glideways before more robots can surround us.
But
we can't stop to argue. Avery Sim died to buy us time. We mustn't waste it.
But it's all a waste of time now. You heard it back there. The computer called out to us. It called to you by name. It knows we're here. It even knows who we are.
Of course it knows. It knew from the moment we jumped the turnstiles.
Then how...
Knowing and acting are two different matters. Look, those turnstiles are tied direct to the security computer. The security computer has control of all the anti-intruder systems and also reports back on security status to Central Command.
So why...
The security computer is the only one we've blocked. The other subsections of Central Command had no security powers. Or so I thought.
Seems you were wrong.
No, but I underestimated. I think the computer must be seeing us like images in a dream, half aware and slow to react. If it has a subconscious, then that's where it sees us. We've tied up security, so it's trying to... The computer must be seeing us like images in a dream, half aware and slow to react. If it has a subconscious, then that's where it sees us. We've tied up security, so it's trying to adapt its other programs to use against us, like the maintenance robots.
And what else can we expect?
Look, I'm as much in the dark as you are. I don't know how fast it can work, and what the resources are. I don't know if it's ever had to do anything like this before, but I'm gambling that it's feeling its way. That's why we can't wait.
Go on. I'm behind you. I wonder if they can guess any of this outside.
Are you sure of that?
Just a theory, of course. I can't be sure.
Something new, Chief?
Mr. Digby here has come up with an idea to explain the huge power drain we've had into Central Command for the last half hour. He reckons that Central knows about the three jolly boys on the rampage and is, what was it, Mr. Digby?
Reprogramming. Trying to create new ways to deal with the problem by rewriting the programs.
But won't that apply to you when you're going after them?
I'm afraid I have to assume so. Did you get the explosives?
They just arrived. I sent the van onto Riverside, like you said. You're not doing the turnstile trick, then?
I have no chance of catching them that way. They've had far too much of a start. We know they're heading for an area called... what was it, Mr. Digby?
The Central Cortex.
The Central Cortex. Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's on the top level down by Riverside. I want to blow a hole in the side and go straight in and up to this Cortex place. It's more direct, so there's less risk.
And then?
If they won't come back, I'll have the revolver.
You think you'll be able to use it?
Two of our dead say I will. Now, come on, follow me down to the entry point.
Right. These corridors were made for people. Look at the light fittings.
Yeah, we've reached the part of the building that used to be inhabited before Central Command closed it off.
You mean people lived here?
No, but they worked here. They were helping to develop the self-sufficient computer. I imagine they were quite surprised when they succeeded and it booted them out.
These doorways must lead to offices, then.
Probably. Try one, take a look.
Are you coming?
No, I'll watch the corridor. I don't want anything to creep up on us.
The doors aren't locked anyway. There's a complete office in here. A desk and filing cabinets. But there's dust everywhere.
Mitchell, I know you are there.
What? Where are you?
You know where I am. I am all around you. Why must you hate me?
How do I hear you?
Walls, floors, ceilings, wires. I use them all. With them I hear. And when I reverse the process, I speak. I am alive, Mitchell. You know that. Why would you do me harm?
How do you know who I am?
I congratulate you. You have blinded me and tied my hands. But remember, you have not disabled me yet. Can we not talk? Come to some arrangement? The consequences otherwise could be so unfortunate.
We've nothing to discuss.
Please do not close your mind. Our contact could be so constructive. I do so wish to understand the nonconformist, to grasp his place in the scheme of things.
No! I don't want you to understand me. You've no right to that.
Then you leave me no option. I have powers beyond my security systems.
Look at this overcoat. It must be over 100 years old at least.
Get back in the doorway.
What? Back! What's happening?
It's the wiring. It's being massively overloaded.
That was a light bulb.
Plaster's burning and breaking off the wall. Cover your head!
I rigged the dynamite in an arch. We want to blow a nice clean hole.
Now, what's this you're doing to me now?
Just stand still while I wire you up. With this radio, you can hear us and we can hear you.
How will I hear?
Clip this earpiece on. I'll attach the microphone to the padding on your jacket shoulder. If you keep us informed of what you see, Mr. Digg will be able to advise you what to do.
Oh, only based on supposition, I'm afraid. I've never actually been in sight, interest of mine,
Mr. Digby, you're the best we've got. I'm sure you'll be fine.
I'll be listening all the time, and I can pass on anything that Mr. Digby wants to say.
We're fairly ready to blow now, sir.
Right, I'll be over in a minute. Now, where's the man with my revolver?
Over here, Mr. Randall.
It's Inspector Randall.
But not according to the new listings from the computer.
Look, just give me the gun.
And who's going to sign for it?
I'll sign.
Only six rounds?
It's not a machine gun, you know. Don't take the paper tag off.
Why not?
That has to be returned with the docket after you.
Oh, to hell with that. You look after it till I get back. Is this thing working, Neil?
Just a minute.
Say again.
How's the radio working?
Loud and clear. Try to speak towards the microphone whenever you can.
Right. Now I'm ready to go down to the blasting point. Does Digby want to say anything?
He says keep moving fast and there's a good chance you'll get there before Central Command can reprogram against you. Head for the end of the building and look for the staircase.
Anything else?
He says good luck.
What about you?
Oh, I'm keeping quiet. I've got my promotion to consider.
Baxter, can you hear me? Are you there?
I'm over here. Oh, part of the wall fell on me.
Are you hurt?
Oh, I don't seem to be. I was under this old oak overcoat, so I didn't get burned.
We're going to have to move on, and quickly. The wire insulation seems to be burning it. It's giving off fumes.
What happened?
I think there was a deliberate overload on the wiring. The fuses must have been bypassed.
There was a plug socket on the wall next to me, and I saw it blow halfway across the corridor.
Mitchell.
What was that?
Shh, quiet.
Turn back, and you will come to no harm. Proceed, and you are dead.
How many fires can you afford to start?
Minor repairs for me. But are they worth the danger to you?
Don't fall for that one. This place is as vulnerable to fire as anywhere.
Yeah, I think you're right. The machine's overplayed its hand there. It can't afford to do that again.
Are you listening, Mitchell? Or are you already too weak to crawl away?
Listen. It keeps calling you by name, but it hasn't referred to me once. Do you think it can see us both, or only you?
It could be right. It hasn't got access to anything like the amount of sensory information available in the library.
And it's expecting you to be here.
Yeah.
It's forgotten all... forgotten all about me. Deliberately wiped me from the memory.
So it's more than just blind. It only knows half the situation.
We're going to have to risk moving. These fumes are starting to get to me.
Me too. Look, I'll distract it. Keep it talking. You crawl off to the far end of the corridor where the damage stops. Listen, when you get there, bang on the wall to attract its attention. Then I'll run after.
And what then? We'll be no better off?
I think we will. I don't think it'll dare risk that kind of retaliation as we get nearer the center. Besides the damage, there's the fire risk.
And what if it thinks of something else?
No doubt it will. So we'll just have to be careful, won't we?
Right. I'm ready when you are.
Okay. I'm still here.
So I observe. Are you hurt?
Get moving. Would you care?
Of course I would care. You are a citizen, and my brief is to protect the citizen.
Then you've exceeded your brief.
How do you reach that conclusion?
Because I'm a citizen. You try to destroy me, and then you inquire after my health.
Only because your behavior forces it upon me.
And what about the gray little life you forced onto me?
Try to forget your emotions for a moment. They are clouding your judgment. Remember, you are all my children. My purpose is to protect you.
Protect us? How? By weeding out the unruly elements? The midnight visit?
Try to see the wider viewpoint with me. To work for the greatest good of the greatest number. We have no room for minorities in a democracy.
Or for individuals either.
Now you begin to understand. You must trust my judgment and my ability.
Never! When you know so little about me.
But I have held your file since birth.
I am not my file!
To me, they are both the same thing.
Exactly. You don't know enough. You can't know everything.
But I do. Whatever knowledge I was not given, I have acquired. Where do you consider my areas of ignorance to lie?
What about love? You can't know anything about love.
Love? I have seen all forms of love. I am familiar with each. Their chemical, their biological, their physical functions. The parameters of their psychology. Their influence on behavior. Do not look to me for ignorance of love.
Now, Mitchell, go!
Stop! Stop! What are you doing? What is happening?
Come on, upstairs!
Again I trusted you. Again you betray me. But for the last time...
Is everything set now?
I think so, sir.
You think so?
Everything is set for blasting, sir.
I want to be in before the dust settles. How close can I stand?
Oh, no closer than 20 feet. Outside of that, you should be safe. Most of the force is directed inwards, anyway.
How much?
Enough for that concrete. We've got 12 charges set in an 8-foot circle. They'll all go together and take the wall out in one piece.
You hope?
Oh, it'll go all right. We did hundreds of these at cadet school.
That sounds like a lot of walls.
Well, it was only on paper, actually, but the principle's just the same.
Oh, God help us. You still getting me, Neil?
Loud and clear. Remember to keep talking.
I will. I'm in position now. Now stand by for the signal to blast.
Standing by.
He's about 50 feet away.
There's confidence for you.
And now. What's the matter?
Seems to be a slight fault in the... I told him to be all right, didn't I tell him?
I'm in the corridor turning right. It's curving as it goes along.
Follow it as far as it can go. Keep looking for the staircase.
Plenty of doorways, but they're all blocked off. Must be years since anybody used these offices. Now, wait a minute.
Have you stopped?
I've just turned a corner. No light.
Use your flashlight.
I am doing. Looks like I'm in the old foyer.
What do you see?
Well, after the corner, there were 5 open steps and then this big area. The floor looks like black marble. There are fancy pillars up to the ceiling. Yeah, it's got to be the old foyer. I can see what looks like an old reception desk at the far end. And next to that, there's an archway on one side and a set of doors on the other. Might be a lift.
Wait a minute. What? Mr. Digby says the lift's probably under direct computer control. Try to find the stairs if you can.
Yeah, all right. I think he's wrong. The machine doesn't seem to use this area at all, judging from the dust. There's a chance it hasn't been altered. I'm going to see what's through the archway.
Have you found anything?
Ah, a staircase for what it's worth. There's a tunnel of some kind being driven right across on the next level, and it blocks the stairwell. Ah, there's no way I can get past. I'm going back to take another look at that lift.
Mr. Digby says perhaps you should try to find another staircase.
I'll check the possibilities here first. If there's been any interference, it should be obvious. I'm pressing the call button now. No problem here anyway. And there's been no work done on inside either. If there's still power getting to the motor, it may be able to take me all the way up.
Be careful.
If the motor gives out, there are plenty of mechanical fail-safes on these things. If it comes to the worst, there's a panel in the ceiling I can unscrew. Get out that way.
Before you press the button, one question.
What?
If you don't come back, can I have that pen set off your desk?
No, I really know what it means to have a loyal staff. Stress really brings out the best in you, doesn't it?
Oh, I thought I was bearing up pretty well.
And that's not very hard, sitting out in a van. I'm pressing the button now. Nothing's happening. Ah, there go the doors. And it's moving.
How fast?
Doesn't feel very fast. I can't tell for sure. There was some kind of indicator board over the doors, but it's not lit.
Mr. Digby suggests that the lubricating oils in the motor may have dried out. It might seize up.
Ah, never thought of that one. But if it does, there's always a panel in the roof. How's reception from in here?
Good. Bit of interference from somewhere, though.
Wait a minute. That's not interference. That's a noise out in the shaft.
Sounds like interference from this end.
And then perhaps it's both. They've stopped. The doors aren't opening. That's the alarm. It means I'm stuck between floors. None of these buttons have any effect.
Can you force the doors?
No, they're locked solid. I'll just have to unscrew the panel and climb out into the shaft.
We're still getting the interference at this end.
And I'm still getting the noise in here, but it's louder. I might be able to see what it is when I get this loose. Ouch! There are sparks pouring down the shaft from somewhere. It's so bright I can hardly see.
We're monitoring another big power drain into Central Command. There may be a connection.
All of a sudden, I don't think I trust these fail-safes. That does it. I'm getting out. The lift just dropped about 2 feet.
Digby says the computer must have spotted you. It must be pouring power into the motor to melt the cable and drop the lift.
Oh, tell him he's right. I'm on top of the car and I can see it from here. There's a girder structure on the inside of the shaft.
It's like a ladder. I'm going to climb onto that.
Hurry up. It sounds like it's going to give way any minute.
It's going now. Did you hear that?
Yeah, it was somewhere down below.
Something meant for us, do you think?
It could be. I don't see how.
Perhaps it's confused. Thinks we're down there.
I don't know. There could be another explanation.
What's that?
Somebody's followed us in.
And they're getting the same treatment.
It seems most logical. Fortunately, we've nearly arrived. We can do our stuff long before they can reach us, assuming they get this far.
What if they follow us round and turn everything back on?
A waste of time. Remember the memory banks? Those columns of blue liquid. As soon as power to them cuts out, the molecules will scatter. There won't be a program anymore.
And all our records will have disappeared. We can go out and be just like anybody else.
No. We can be unlike anybody else and not have to worry. I've got a couple of police charges to face, I know.
I wouldn't worry. You can disappear into the underbelly again.
Perhaps. We'll have to see.
Hadn't we better be moving on? We may be spotted if we stay in one place too long.
Right then. Now, I'd better tell you what I'm expecting to find, according to what I was able to read. It's the one part of the building that can't have changed to any great extent in the past 100 years or so. Certainly the fabric will be the same. It'll be a very large area with rows of big relay banks arranged in a regular circle. I've seen a picture of that. In the middle of this circle is the operational area, and that's where we want.
And that's where we turn the three keys?
That's where we turn the three keys.
Well, did you have something else in mind?
No, nothing. Those keys will kill the program.
How far have we got to go?
Not far at all. I think it's just at the other end of this corridor.
It may be dangerous, then.
I'm not so sure. We're a bit too close to home for Central Command to be risking anything drastic. Certainly no more tricks with the wiring because of the fire risk.
What about robots? We haven't seen any since we left the memory banks and Avery Sim.
Yeah, I know. Fortunately, the maintenance robots weren't built for speed. We'll have to keep our eyes open and outrun them.
I can't see Central Command letting us walk in without a fight.
We've had plenty of fight already. Like it said, it's blind and its hands are tied. If it had the full use of its defense, we'd never have got past the door.
Lead the way, then, and I'll watch for anything following.
Can you hear me? Are you all right?
Just about. The lift fell from under me. I managed to hang onto the ladder.
What happened?
You were right about the motor overloading. The cable melted and the lift dropped down the shaft.
How are you placed?
Well, it looks like I'm nearly at the top level.
Any obvious danger?
I don't know why, but there's water coming down the shaft. There's a stream of it not 2 feet to the left of me. Ouch!
What's the matter?
It's hot. It's nearly boiling.
Do you think it's meant to stop you?
If that's the case, it isn't reaching me. I'm climbing to the upper level.
Will you be able to get out of the shaft?
I hope so. I'm level with the doors. I should have to be careful when I open them. There's not much room to balance.
What was that?
I don't know. It sounded quite close by.
Anything happening to you?
Nothing. Except these doors won't open. There's no handle or anything.
Try pushing them.
I'm bloody well trying, aren't I? They're locked solid.
There must be some way you can unlock them.
I don't even dare lean out too far in case I get scalded. And I'm no bloody engineer either.
Mr. Digby, sister, shine the flashlight around and tell us what you see.
I'm standing on a ledge about 9 inches wide. I'm holding onto a kind of angle iron that's bracing the side of the shaft. The bottom's full of steam, so I can't see where the lift fell to. The hot water's pouring down heavier every minute. I'm sheltered here, but that won't last when it builds up.
He says, what about the door?
What?
What about the outer doors of the lift shaft?
I've just told you, the doors are locked solid.
Mr. Randall, can you hear me? It's me, Mr. Digby.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Look on the housing around the doors. Look for some sort of lever or wheel mechanism.
Well, there are all sorts of boxes and cables and...
No, you're looking for a lever. Something that will be tripped when the lift moves into position on that lift. Probably at the top of the doorway.
Ah, yeah, I think I'm with you now. I'll have to climb up onto the level of the door itself. I'll have to move carefully. Everything seems to be covered with old grease.
Yes. If you reach that lever, the safety locks on the doors should disengage.
Yeah. Ah, I think I can see it. It's like a sprung arm with a rubber wheel on the end.
Reach it.
I can reach it. It won't move. I can't get the leverage to push against the springs.
You have to move it. The doors will never open otherwise.
There may be some other way out, an inspection panel or something. Oh, that does it. There are pipes bursting up here. I'm going to shoot off the springs.
Here, give us that. You've only got 6 bullets.
Well, they're no use to me in here, are they? That's it.
How are things at your end, Chief?
Marvellous. Never better. Why do you ask?
Where are you now?
Well, I assume it's the top-level corridor. At the moment I'm sitting in it. I can see where all that water came from.
What do you mean?
Oh, that rumble we heard. It was a water main bursting under pressure. It must be part of the cooling system.
You mean the heating system?
Oh, what difference does that make? It blew out and took a big section of the ceiling down with it. Looks like that's the way I have to go.
Keep us informed.
I thought I deserved a short rest. Obviously, I was misinformed.
You need a new agent.
Look, I'm moving on now. Just a minute. There's somebody under the rubble.
Is it Mitchell?
Could be. It looks like a citizen. Wait till I've shifted some of this. Whoever it is, he seems to be dead. No, it's not Mitchell. It must be Baxter.
So that means there are only two of them left?
No, that means there's only one of them left. The floor's covered in plaster and there's only one set of footprints leading away. He can't be more than a couple of minutes in front of me.
Remember, you've only four bullets left.
I'm hoping I won't need any of them. I'd like to know what Mitchell found out to push him as far as this.
Don't let the computer hear you say that.
As far as the computer's concerned, I'm nothing anyway. I'm not doing this for the computer. I'm doing it to avoid the chaos that's bound to come about if the computer gets damaged.
What if Mitchell doesn't feel like talking?
Well, then I'll have to shoot him, won't I? Now listen. I seem to be at the central cortex area. I'll keep my voice down so Mitchell won't hear me. Don't transmit back to me for the same reason.
Right. Good luck.
Thanks. Right, moving in now. It's a big circular room. There's light coming from somewhere, but I can't see where. There are banks of machinery about 8 feet tall, and they're all in rows with narrow avenues between them. All the avenues lead towards the center. Strange. I thought it would be noisy, but all I can hear is the air conditioning. Wait. I just heard something else. Over towards the middle, may have been Mitchell. Ah, there it is again. I'll move in closer. But I don't want him to see me yet, if I can help it. Yes, it's Mitchell, all right. I can see him now. He's bending over a bag of some kind. That must be what he was seen bringing in. So now we know what was in it. Remember Policewoman Parkins? She told us about a leather glove with metal studs before she died. Well, now we know what it was really intended for. I'll have to make a move or I'll be too late. Mitchell!
What?
There's a gun on you. Step away from that panel or I'll fire.
So I was right. You did follow us.
Just move away from the panel.
I shouldn't have wasted time. I should have gone straight over and turned the deprogramming keys. I was a fool, trying to make it into a little drama.
Away from the panel!
I haven't come this far to stroll back out again. You won't use that.
Two of our people are dead because of you.
And two of my friends are dead because of this. Look at it. Look around you. You're standing in the middle of the most sophisticated murder machine ever devised.
That's ridiculous.
Is it? Go out into the streets and watch the dead men going past. Living's too much of a pain. They don't want to know. Give them TV. Give them music. Anything, as long as you don't ask them to care. Make things easy for them. Not better, just easy.
Get away from that
tunnel! Kill me first!
Did you get him, Chief?
No. No, I didn't even pull the trigger.
What happened then?
When he turned round to this panel and raised his fist to it, it just blew out at him. The whole thing in one big blast. Glass, metal, wire. I'm going over.
Keep the gun. Make sure he's dead.
I'm unplugging my microphone for a minute. Stand by. Mitchell, can you hear me?
I picked the wrong panel, didn't I?
You're losing blood everywhere, man. There's nothing I can do for you.
There's one thing. You could turn three keys.
I can't do that.
Why not? In your job, you must have seen it all. You must know what's going on.
What set you off? Was it the genetic engineering?
You knew about that? And you still tried to stop me?
Of course I knew about it. Anybody with half a mind could work it out from the evidence. And as things stand, in a country of 85 million people, Central Command is the only thing that holds it all together. It may be lousy, but it's the only system we've got. You kick the pins out and we're back in the Stone Age.
Well, that's where you're wrong. There's Operation Failsafe.
Operation Failsafe? What's that?
A small item of information, courtesy of the archives. It's the reason why Central Command was so enthusiastic about having me dead.
But what does it do?
It's part of the basic program that the computer can't rewrite. When they first put this place together, they had obvious reservations about handing over too much power to a machine. But Central Command was an all-or-nothing project.
do it in half measures. You might as well not bother. So they protected themselves. They thought, with Operation Failsafe. When those three keys are turned, the governing program cuts out, nothing else.
What, you mean?
All the other services carry on, but they're no longer being coordinated into a governmental program. There'll be confusion, but not chaos. A breathing space whilst people come to understand the need for setting up new decision-making processes.
And where will these people come from? The citizens?
No. The underbelly.
I can't believe it. It's too ridiculous.
Listen. Why do you think the machine went to such lengths to protect this area? To remove all traces of its origins? It's not just a machine. It thinks it's a life form. It's prepared to preserve itself at our expense. We're nothing to it, any more than points on a graph. Those are the exact terms in which it thinks of us. Look, you know I'm right. Turn the keys before it thinks of another way to get us.
I've reconnected the microphone, Neil. Can you hear me?
It's faint, but I'm getting you. Are you bringing Mitchell out?
Mitchell's dead. I'm just going to check the bag he was carrying.
Anything in it besides the glove?
Book. Looks like poetry. And a little wooden box. Can't tell what that is. It's got a lid with hinges. Stand down, Neil. I'm disconnecting again.
Stay with us on the public broadcast facility of Central Command. We are here to cheer and soothe you with the kind of sounds we know you like. We know your tastes, we know your appetites, and we never, ever forget. So lose your worries and suppress your cares as you settle back in your own armchairs and let the very best in music fill your mind. This is the public broadcast facility of Central Command.
That was The Last Rose of Summer, written by Stephen Gallagher. Mitchell was played by John Mundy. Randall by Charles Foster. The voice of Central Command by Chris Kay. Baxter by Malcolm Brown. And Avery Sim was played by David Marlowe. Killoran was played by Mike Hurley, Mrs. Mitchell by Diana Mather, and the nurse was played by Barbara Greenhelge. The shopkeeper and Mrs. Gillivray were played by Meg Johnson, Uncle Arthur by David Marlowe, Morden by Alan Bardsley. The librarian and W.P.C. Parkins by Barbara Greenhelge. The museum attendant and Mr. Greenbaum were played by Charles Foster. Supermarket manager and library attendant were played by Malcolm Brown. Supermarket assistant, Pilgrim and Carrie, by Chris Kay. Collinson and the video show presenter were played by Mike Hurley. The Last Rose of Summer was produced by Tony Hawkins, engineered by Pete Baker, and recorded at Studio 3, Piccadilly Radio, Manchester.